As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Logan Webb speaking post-game last night after he took the no decision despite throwing 8 shutout innings. Logan Webb on this team's offensive struggles. Logan saying what he always says, that this team will be all right. Here's Logan postgame.
I mean, this is a hard game. Baseball is a game of ebbs and flows. Some of the best teams in history have gone through stretches where they, you know, have struggles like this. But everyone in this room believes in ourselves, and I think we're going to be just fine. I mean, it's the beginning of June. We got 4 months of baseball left, and you know, we really love our guys in here, and we're a really united team. And we're gonna be fine. I guess it's the ebbs and flows. 162 of these. No other sport plays as many games as we do. You're gonna go through stretches where you might struggle, but that's what, honestly, I think those things make your team closer. We'll be just fine. I know it. Everyone in here knows it. And we just got to keep grinding. That's it.
I have tremendous.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Disrespect for guys like him. Matt Cain was like this. Felix Hernandez up in Seattle was similar, where they've pitched so much better than the run support that they've received, yet at no turn have you seen any public outcry from them, you know, just being frustrated with the situation or the lot they've been
dealt.
Every
right to be.
Right?
Yeah.
Those guys get elevated in my book for not complaining. Now, I owe you, Joe, they get paid a lot of money. No, like, it's okay to be frustrated, but for you to never express it.
8 shutty and you lose.
And then never express it. And it's been a common theme for the last 4 years for him, has it not?
Oh, of course it has been.
And so, yeah, I feel like you could
feel the frustration in his voice a little bit. He's never a guy who like gets too high or too low, but you could feel it a little bit there.
I also think that he's the kind of guy that would have a legitimate conversation behind the scenes with Buster. Like, we got to do something. Like, I always get the sense he's got a good feel for what team he's on, if that makes sense.
He's also always been very proud to be a Giant.
Absolutely. You don't think that he's thinking like, come on, Buster. We got to make a move here. You don't think Bob Melvin wants them to make a move?
Oh, of course.
I mean, I'm watching him pace around in that dugout, and I could feel it. And that brings me back to Buster. Like, I do hear now more and more people coming down Buster's road. Not that we're ready to fire him. It's just like, come on, let's go. We got to do something, you know? Like, let's go. Your main acquisition, Adames, ain't looking great. The guy you extended and had to literally step in while Farhan was under, you know, the helm and had to like, hey, I'm taking the reins. We're getting this contract done. Both those guys have underwhelmed.
You
need to do something here.
You point to the two biggest reasons why the offense has struggled so much. And some of the numbers, 15 straight games without scoring more than four runs. That's tied for the second longest streak of scoring four runs or fewer since moving to San Francisco in 1958. They did it 15 straight as well in 1976. They did it 19 straight in 1965. They've scored just 30 runs over their last 15 games. That is the team's fewest over a 15-game span since they did it in June and July of 2014. And over this 15-game streak, that same 15-game streak, they're hitting just 133 with runners in scoring position. Oddly enough, though, maybe not odd, we know who Logan is, but Logan also said that this is not a low point. Here's more Logan Webb last night.
I can tell you right now, there's been a lot lower points that I've gone through in the past couple seasons. This is not a low point. I mean, like I said, it's June 2nd. We have a lot of baseball to play. And to go with your point, I do think there's a belief in this group, in this team. It started the first day of spring training, and I've been very outspoken about that, like how we wanted to do things. And, you know, this is just, it's part of baseball. You know, you go through, you know, stretches where pitching might not be great, the defense might not be great, the offense might be great, but it's getting through those things. And you hope it's 3 or 4 days, and sometimes it lasts a little longer, but at the end of the day, it's all we have is each other in this clubhouse, and we really believe in this group that we have. So, like I said, we just got to keep our heads up and just go out there and try to battle. You know, this is a great opportunity for us. We got four games against one of the best teams in baseball, and we grinded today, and get to come back tomorrow and try to beat them again.
I understand what Logan Webb is saying there, Shasky, but I hope this is a low point, because if this is not a low point, I don't know how they could get much worse than this.
They've been bad on offensively for about a month and a half, right?
Yeah.
So like
terrible for the last two and a half.
I don't think this is just a little like three.
Flip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To what he was alluding to. He's being a little, you know, generous. I think this is a big problem. This is the number one problem on the team right now. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. The offense. Yeah. No doubt.
And it needs to be solved. And then this is where they've got ammunition. Like, at least in years past, they had nothing in the cupboard to be able to trade. Now I think you've got, no, what will those guys legitimately fetch you is a totally different question. Do I think Luciano is viewed the way he was 3 years ago?
No, absolutely not.
Nah, not at all. But someone will want him for something. Is Matos viewed the way he was 4 years ago? No. But I do think that Matos is a guy that maybe another organization views as a fringe outfield starter, right? In their system. He doesn't really have a spot with us right now. Wisenhunt, Harrison, Birdsong, all of them, you can make a case for each one of them at different levels being a pitching prospect someone would like. I'm sure you'd have to throw in more than that. But there are players that you could bring in who would immediately be an upgrade over whatever you've got at first base and right field right now.
Okay, well, let's shift the conversation back to Buster Posey. Do you feel like Buster Posey is willing to part with someone like Kyle Harrison, Hayden Birdsong, Carson Wisenhunt? Do you feel like he would be willing to do something like that if it means bringing in a legitimate bat and helping out this offense? Because you're right. I mean, the weakness is clear as day. I'm not sure it's ever been as clear. And you heard Logan Webb say, I've been through a whole lot worse than this, which is, you know, honestly probably true, but like pretty, it just goes to show how bad the last like 4 years have been.
Gabe Kapler on line one.
But how confident are you that Buster Posey's willing to do something like that?
A 7 or 8, okay. I mean, on my confidence scale. But again, he's only been in the job for a short period of time, and I'm going off what he said. I think Buster wants to win. I think he wants to win like right now, like everyone does. So usually the newer GMs and newer front office people want to put their imprint on a team. And I see some of these other prospects that weren't really guys that he drafted or brought into the system. I see those as the guys that he would want to move in any potential deal. You know, I mean, I don't think it's out of the realm to move one of their bullpen arms. Like, and I'm just, you know, I wouldn't do it. I would like to keep our bullpen intact. But in the right deal, I could see them moving one of the guys that maybe we all like and think will be here for the next couple of years. I don't know who that might be. You know, I'm watching Randy Rodriguez last night. Example. No, he's amazing. I wouldn't want to move him. But as I'm watching him, I say, God, he reminds me a lot of K-Rod. I don't know if you remember Frankie Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And just the delivery, the moxie. He's not as effervescent as that guy. That guy was like, I mean, he wasn't, you want to talk about aura. He had aura. But I see the mannerisms of how he delivers a baseball and that filthy white boy breaking ball. Like, Randy Rodriguez is a weapon. Now, do they view him as like the closer of the future? Like, that's a question I don't have an answer to. No, I know they want to keep him, but if they do view him as the closer of the future down the line, well, where does that leave Camilo, right? Like, as we talk about, like, the right deal. No, I would like to keep both those guys currently. But when you give, you have to, you know, when you get, you have to give. And so I don't know how he views Camilo Duvall right now. I think that he loves Camilo, what he's done this year. But does that mean he's the long-term answer who's going to get inked up to a deal and be your closer? I don't know.
Well,
right?
I mean, look, like,
so as we talk about like sweetening into the pot, making a deal,
no doubt.
Like, these are the names that other teams are going
to
want.
You're going to have to give up somebody that it pains you to give up.
Your face when I said Randy Rodriguez as if I was going to trade him, your face gave, like, it turned white.
Well, look, let me just
more
say
white than it already is.
it is pretty white. I'm a pretty pale guy. Haven't seen a lot of sun lately. But Randy Rodriguez for you right now, for the Giants right
he's
now.
He's untouchable for me.
Let me just say this, though. He's not sniffing the closer spot right now for whatever reason.
Yeah, because they're using him in the high leverage situation.
Bob Melvin's been asked for whatever reason. Yeah. Not happening. It was Ryan Walker. Now it's Camilo Duvall. And maybe, you know, there is a blip coming up for Duvall. Who knows? And maybe Randy gets his shot.
Yeah.
But as of right now, he's not sniffing the closer spot. Does not mean he's not valuable. Of course he's valuable. He's pitching, like, post-starter, the biggest, you know, fire alarm like moment in the game, which is a very, very valuable spot. I've always been of the mind, if your closer's your best pitcher, your best bullpen guy, pitch him not necessarily in the ninth, but whenever you just need an out the most. Runners on second and third, one out, bring in your closer to get the strikeout in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Like, I've always been of that mind.
And especially depending on where the lineup is at that particular time. Yeah. I'm totally with you. Keep going.
And that's who Randy Rodriguez has kind of been for the Giants.
Absolutely.
But there are a lot of teams out there who don't really feel that way and view the closer spot, the guy pitching the ninth, as the most important, valuable arm in a bullpen. And there probably are teams who would be perfectly comfortable making Randy Rodriguez their closer.
Hence why I bring his name up.
And if he's not going to be the closer for the Giants, he might be worth more to another team, and they might be therefore willing to give up quite a decent haul for someone like that. Does not mean I'm telling you I want to trade Randy Rodriguez.
No.
But if you're talking about trying to acquire someone like Yordan Alvarez, for example, legitimate slugger who's going to hit you 30 home runs a year and drive in 100 runs every single year, if the difference is between getting him and not is like the Astros wanting to make Randy Rodriguez their closer of the future, I mean, I'm not immediately saying no.
I have to think long and hard on that one. I love Randy so much. The thing is with these relievers, they do have ups and downs that are severe. Very few guys are John Wetland, Mariano Rivera, and just lights out for 10 years.
Yeah.
Very few
Trevor
guys.
Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, most have some ups and some downs, you know? And so, God, he's so important for
he
what
is.
They're doing right now.
He is.
How many games would they be worse without Randy Rodriguez today?
Oh.
5, 6, 7.
I was going to say maybe even 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be aggressive. If I had said that, you'd have laughed at me. But no, I'm with you. And so, but these, when you're making these trade packages and you're thinking about what you would have to give up, I don't think anyone's considered one of the bullpen arms when I see some of these trade things. And if I'm another team, I'm saying, all right, I want one of the Camilo, Randy Rodriguez, Porsche, because I know I could plug that guy in right away and improve my entire bullpen, whether that is as the closer or as the eighth inning guy.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.